Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Heather Meeker-Green is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Heather is Managing Director of Accordance, which is a negotiation training and consulting firm. And she has been running that organization since Grand Lum, the founder, left the company to take a position in the Obama administration. They have a new book out called Tear Down the Wall, Be Your Own Mediator in Conflict. And she's our new friend, Heather Meeker-Green. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. One of the things I've been thinking about negotiating, all the different ways that we negotiate, and there really isn't any, there's not too many parts of our lives where we're not doing some kind of negotiating, is there?
Agreed. I think it pretty much the moment we wake up and we begin to have a conversation with anybody where we're trying to reach some agreement or get some outcome or persuade them, we're negotiating.
And aren't we, isn't it safe to say that when we start out negotiating, our goal, one of our goals is to try to prevent it from becoming a conflict, and when we start out with a conflict, one of our goals is to get it over to a negotiating level? What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely a way to look at it. I think with any time that we might have a different perspective, a different opinion, we're at risk of having tension or a feeling of pressure or, you know, conflict becoming more problematic, and so trying to keep it more in the negotiation level is a great way.
Well, if you're negotiating, by definition, that means you're talking, right?
Exactly.
And a conflict means daggers drawn, right?
Well, it means you don't see eye to eye. You might want to start to understand why.
What was that? What was that? That's that rock and roll song, A Little Less Talk and a Lot More Action? You know,
yeah.
When you get to that point, that's not good, folks. Things have devolved at that point. So talk to us about your perspective on accomplishing that, what I'm going to call equilibrium, when I have my interests on the table, you have your interests on the table, and we're trying to come up with something that both of us can live with. How do we find that equilibrium?
Oh, there's a number of different ways. I would suggest, depending again on where you're seeing or feeling that potential tension or conflict, one example might be separating the conversation you're having about what you're talking about and how you're talking about it. So sometimes the conflict isn't necessarily underneath it all. It's probably not just the substance of what you're talking about and
mm-hmm.
where you're disagreeing. It's actually in how you're treating each other or feeling, perceiving how
no
you're feeling.
No question
treated.
About it, Heather, because yeah. I've seen so many cases. This has happened to me before.
Right.
Where... Never mind whether we were making progress in the negotiation in terms of what was on paper, but if the other side was being disrespectful, if they were playing a game, then that's
exactly.
creates a conflict on top of a negotiation, doesn't it?
Exactly, and it can start to move the conversation in the way exactly that you were saying. You don't want it to go toward that tension and escalation that you don't really want to be dealing with. So sometimes stopping the consent conversation and saying, wow, I feel like there's tension and something's happened, mm-hmm. you know, I don't feel respected, whatever the statement is, to sort of get it back on track or get it out in the open is important.
One of your chapters in the book, I like one of the chapters in your book is Get Over It. Stuff happens. But but other than just getting over it, other than just getting over being disrespected, what would you tell people to do? Because this happens all the time. Would you talk someone down off the ledge if they're getting ready to blow up a negotiation because they're feeling dissed?
Right. Again, one way that I've been able to do it is just to name it, to be able to put it on the table and say, this is how I feel and this is what I saw, and maybe give a data point or something you experienced so that it's on you and not you're pointing the finger. As soon as you start pointing the finger, you can allow them, in a sense, to become defensive. Another way is to try to see if they could see it and, you know, put your hat on, so to speak, or put themselves in your shoes and see if they can see it. Ask if they've been in a situation where they've felt disrespected and you know, how did they get out of it? Or, you know, so it kind of pulled the chair aside next to them help you stop the behavior.
Sometimes when this happens, not only does it upset you that you're being mistreated or disrespected or whatever, but sometimes it makes you feel sad that the other side has let things devolve at this level when it looked like maybe we're making progress. I mean, the negotiating and conflict resolution is an emotional beast, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And you just inspired me. There's another way you might is, once you've named it, to say name also the good progress you've made and go back to the common ground, the common motivation, you know, what you were both trying to achieve with the conversation, and then be able to say, you know, let's not get off track from that.
Yeah.
You know, let's see if we can stop a couple of these behaviors that make it hard to keep moving, but let's keep going in the good direction we've been going.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Heather, because, I mean, all right, so if something happens at work, you're having trouble with another coworker or an employee or something, or a vendor, or you're in a negotiation. Either way, if you feel like something like this is happening, if you can take the high ground and not react immediately, later that day or the next morning, you can decide, you know, you've had time to think about it, you can decide, okay, let's balance the equities here. What's going on? You know, and I'll tell you something else, Heather. I've had things happen to me before that I thought was directed at me.
Right.
And I didn't respond to that person. And I found out later that something really bad had happened to them.
Right.
That it wasn't me at all. It was what was going on in their lives. What a jerk I would have felt like if I had pounced on that.
Right. Yeah.
You never know. And that's the reason. I'll tell you, one of the greatest principles of, to me, the conflict resolution negotiating, if you have the time, is to sleep on it. What do you think?
There is a really good case for pausing, taking a break, coming back to it. You know, those are really good strategies for getting yourself calm and letting them get calm and being able to start fresh.
And if you can't, if you can't sleep on it, get up from the table and say, "Hey, we'd like to take a break and just walk away for a little while." The book is called "Tear Down the Wall" by Grand Lum. Heather Meeker Green is our guest. We're going to be right back and talk some more about this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.